person is caught in any sin. Now the next line is the key. You who are what? Spiritual. You have begun in the Spirit. You are being perfected by the Spirit. You are being led by the Spirit. And you are walking by the Spirit. You are filled with the Spirit. You are being borne along by the Spirit. You are responding to the Spirit. You are thinking spiritual thoughts. The Word of Christ is dwelling in you richly. You are a spiritual believer. This then is your obligation. He's not saying you who are perfect. He's saying you who are spiritual. You're walking by the Spirit. You're confessing your sin faithfully. You're seeking cleansing day by day. You're doing your best to obey the Word of God. You want more than anything the Spirit to control your life. You're consciously yielded to the Spirit in prayer. You're constantly submissive to the Word. You're moving in the flow of the Spirit. This is your ministry. This is your ministry. In fact, back in verse 16 of chapter 5, he says, walk by the Spirit. In verse 18, he refers to being led by the Spirit. In verse 22, he assumes that the result is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Now, may I make a suggestion to you? If you wonder how you can tell if you are filled with the Spirit, or how you can tell if you are walking in the Spirit, or how you can tell if you're really following the Spirit, very simple. If you go back to Ephesians chapter 5, it says, be being kept filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately after that, it says, speaking to yourselves in what? Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. How can you tell a Spirit-filled person? Joy, praise, worship. And then it goes on to say, Spirit-filled husbands will what? Love their wives as Christ loved the church in a sacrificial way. Spirit-filled wives will submit themselves to their husbands. Spirit-filled parents will not provoke their children. Spirit-filled children will obey their parents. Spirit-filled employers will be kind to those who work for them. Spirit-filled employees will give service from the heart as if they were serving Christ to their own employers. In other words, you can look at the life. You can't feel it. You can only demonstrate it. There's a sense in which you only know you're walking by the Spirit or being filled with the Spirit as you see what is happening. You don't feel it, you experience it. And here, if you're walking by the Spirit, you will experience